How to throw a boomerang. Throwing a boomerang is easy. Throwing a boomerang so that it returns to you is much more difficult. Even experienced throwers don't always get their boomerang to return. Here is a step-by-step guide on how to get the best out of your boomerang. 1. First, find a field or a park with some open space. Do not try to throw your boomerang in a garden. There is not enough space for it to fly, lift, and return to you. 2. Second, check the wind. You want a light breeze. No wind means no lift, and no boomerang will ever return to you if it has to fly against a strong wind. 3. Third, check the wind direction by throwing some grass or sand in the air. Don't face the wind directly. Stand so that the wind blows past you from left to right. The angle to the wind is very important if you want your boomerang to fly. You need to throw your boomerang in the direction you are facing. 4. Hold your boomerang on one end. Make sure the curved side of the boomerang faces you. 5. Aim higher than when you throw a frisbee. About eye level is good. 6. Do not flick the boomerang horizontally like you would with a frisbee. Throw it vertically, as you do in baseball. 7. Throw your boomerang with a spin movement. This spinning movement is the most important factor if you want the boomerang to return to you. 8. Keep an eye on your boomerang. You don't want to lose it somewhere in the grass if it doesn't make a successful return. 9. If you have judged the angle and the direction of the wind correctly, got enough spin, and had some luck, your boomerang should be flying back towards you. Now you have to catch it. And the easiest way to do that is to use the sandwich catch. Clap your hands together and catch the boomerang between your palms. 10. If the boomerang is coming back at you too quickly, either step aside and let it land on the grass, or kneel down and cover your head with your arms. 11. Never run away from a returning boomerang. You don't know where it will hit you, and you can get injured. 12. Finally, never throw a boomerang when there are other people around.
Did you know? Not all boomerangs are returning boomerangs. Aboriginal people in Australia hunted with non-returning boomerangs. They also used them as weapons. Aboriginals used returning boomerangs for leisure, just like we do today. In the past, boomerangs were used in many countries, for example, in India and Egypt. Modern boomerangs come in many shapes and sizes and are made from different materials.